News release. Region of Waterloo. The Children and Youth Planning Table, CYPT, of Waterloo Region has released the final disaggregated snapshot from the 2023 Youth Impact Survey, YIS. The racial identity snapshot is the eighth and final dataset focusing on different subpopulations of young people in Waterloo Region. All 2023 data is available here. This Youth Impact Survey disaggregated data snapshot paints a detailed picture of how youth from different racial backgrounds are experiencing life in Waterloo Region. This snapshot, and the whole dataset from the Children and Youth Planning Table, are essential for all leaders, changemakers, and organizations as we make evidence-based decisions to build a community of belonging, said Karen Redman, chair of the Regional Municipality of Waterloo. In partnership with UNICEF Canada, Waterloo Region Community Foundation, United Way Waterloo Region Communities, and the Family Cycle Lab at the University of Waterloo, the Children and Youth Planning Table ran the Youth Impact Survey through the spring of 2023. The survey was an opportunity for young people in the community to share their experiences related to their well-being. Data from 1,867 young people who completed the survey was published in January 2024. The Youth Impact Survey is based on the Canadian Index of Child and Youth Well-being. It asks questions across 9 dimensions of well-being, including belonging, mental and emotional health, connection to the environment, participation in the community, and more. The ultimate goal of the disaggregated YIS data snapshots is to provide members of the community with equity-focused insights that take into account the needs and interests of different groups of children and youth. The Children and Youth Planning Table encourages the community to use this publicly available data to make evidence-based decisions that prioritize the well-being of young people in Waterloo Region. Now that the data has been shared, they are engaging with local youth in sense-making sessions to better contextualize the data. After that, they will work towards creating the next Data in Action report. To stay up to date with the CYPT, subscribe to their monthly email bulletin. Fast Facts. 1,876 youth from diverse backgrounds completed the Waterloo Region Youth Impact Survey between April 30 and June 9, 2023. This is a 77% increase in responses from the last Youth Impact Survey in 2021. The survey was open to young people ages 9 to 18. 48% of young people said they had experienced discrimination, compared to 41% who said the same in 2021. When looking at discrimination due to ethnicity or culture, we see a 25 percentage point difference between Latinx, 32%, and white, 7%. Respondents. When it comes to discrimination due to race or color, Black, 43%, and Southeast Asian, 33%, respondents were more likely to report these experiences. Quotes from respondents. I want our community to be more inclusive to people of all religions, shapes, races, and genders. 2023 Youth Impact Survey respondent. Create safe spaces where people of all different ethnicities, gender, sexualities, neurotypes, etc. can connect and begin to understand each other better. 2023 Youth Impact Survey respondent. Making sense of the data. CMW commends CYPT for its intentional and inclusive approach to collecting data from racialized, religious, and other minority communities. High-quality, representative data is essential for understanding the unique challenges faced by our youth and serves as a foundation for developing equity-informed policies that drive meaningful change. This thoughtful effort not only enhances awareness but also strengthens the ability to address systemic barriers effectively. Sarah Shafiq, Director, Advocacy, Research and Outreach, Coalition of Muslim Women Kitchener-Waterloo, Waterloo Region is the fastest-growing community in Canada. As we plan for a population of 1 million, it's crucial that we listen closely to the diverse experiences of those with different racial identities and ethnic backgrounds. This data is another tool in our toolbox to help us engage in meaningful conversations and build equity-focused, culturally responsive spaces for all. Tara Badar, Executive Director, Waterloo Region Immigration Partnership, racial, cultural, faith and linguistic diversity is growing rapidly in this region. This is most visible in the changing makeup classrooms. Identity informs and impacts experience in all spaces in the community. This snapshot should inspire greater investment in culturally affirming spaces, youth-led initiatives, and increased support for community and grassroots agencies that affirm and respond to youth's identities and perspectives. Tenniel Warren, Equity and Inclusion Officer, Waterloo Region District School Board.